Just let this beat work its magic for just a minute on the Dusty Show at 2 minutes after 6 o'clock. Bronwyn C's in there. If you want to pledge, 800-989-9368. This is Shaz, baby. Let me get the Accu playlist up and running. I'll be right back with you, and then we'll rock this thing right up till Hardy White. Hardy's in the house. He'll be here at 7 o'clock. It's exciting. It's Marathon. It's FMU, baby. Typing it in, baby. There's my password. I'm allowing you access to the Accu playlist. Get on there now. 800-989-9368 is the phone number. Bronwyn, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you talk. Introduce yourself and warm them up while I'm hooking up this Accu.
Okay, hello everybody. Nice seeing you again. This is Bronwyn C. in the phone room for WFMU Marathon 2017. It is my great pleasure today to co-host with my fellow Iowan, Clay Pigeon. Clay and I come from about a 60 miles apart in southwest Iowa, and that's why we are incredibly earnest and sincere in every way. And I'm here in the phone room with, Jake, Steve, and Scott, waiting to take your calls and your pledges at 1-800-989-9368.
It's so exciting. Pete and Vicky from people like us are here. Hardy White is here.
I know. People come in from all over the world to WFMU during this week, this marathon week. 2 weeks.
I'm excited, Bron. I got to dance
great.
A little bit.
Okay, dance.
Yeah. Put your hands together in the... volunteer room. Come on, you guys. Tell them, Bron. Let's hear you out there.
Good.
Yeah.
Who's dancing? Scott is dancing. We got dancers.
Do this, Bron.
O-E-O.
Yo.
O-E-O. Yo. O-E-O.
Everybody now do it in the control room. I'm going to turn down the mic. Here we go.
Yo.
Do it.
O-E-O. Yo,
drop!
It was beautiful.
Was that pretty exciting?
It got everybody fired up. Yep, we got people pledging already.
Already
on WFMU.org
Let's
and
hear
on
what?
The phones. Who do you want to hear from?
Whoever we got, Bronwyn.
Well, we got some people here. We got listener Aaron in Hopkins, Minnesota. Says, always a pleasure to call in, pledge in, or comment in. Thanks for everything you do.
Hopkins, Minnesota. Where's
do you know
that?
Where it is? I have no idea. I don't know Minnesota because they laugh at Iowans up there. They're up north.
I'm fantasizing that it's up by Hibbing where Bob Dylan is from.
Oh, that's good. Well, they both start with an H, so that could be the case.
Yeah,
thanks
very much for that pledge and for getting us started.
Yep, gets us started. That's first. Listener Joseph in Brooklyn, New York.
Joseph, man. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joseph. Arnold in Oakland, California.
You don't meet many Arnolds these days.
I know, but see, we don't know, like, of what generation Arnold is. Not to be ageist.
You suppose
he's
an Arnie?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
It could be an ironic Arnold, or
Where's
it could be
from?
A real Arnold. Oakland, California.
Oakland, man.
We don't know.
Yeah, the Raiders. But they moved, right?
Well,
they're going to Las Vegas.
Yeah, nobody wants them. They're not going to actually build that stadium in Las Vegas, so
they're
it's kind of a problem. They're not sure where they're going
to
go now.
It's going to be hard for us not to talk a lot of sports.
I think we could talk sports
because I never get to.
I know, and we like sports.
I do too. You're one of your sportsy talk.
I am.
Right?
I'm the co-host of Sportsy Talk Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
And they want to hear Winger. I wish I had that with me.
Oh,
yeah.
I do wish you did.
Yeah, me too. Well, anybody else to thank?
Yeah,
Brahma?
let's thank. Our first, this is a saucy little pledge
it
from
is.
Mr. Jessica. She says she's in Jersey City, so she could be stalking you right now. She's close. She says, "I think I have a crush on Clay."
Oh man, I'm in love. I love my wife.
Crush on you.
You're a good singer. Do that again. I want to harmonize with you.
I've got a crush on you, honey pie.
That was nice.
There
nice
you go.
Voice, Bronwyn.
Thank you.
Did you sing professionally? And,
No, but you know where I do sing is Monty Hall on our finale on Sunday.
The Hoof and Mouth.
19th, the Hoof and Mouth.
Hey, who was the pledge again? I didn't thank them enough.
Listener Jessica, thank her a lot because she thinks she has a crush on you.
Thanks, Jessica.
Listener Jessica, the first one in on the phones at 1-800-989-9368. We're pledging to keep Clay Pigeon on the air, but we're also pledging to keep WFMU in existence.
Which is no joke, man.
That's right.
We need some funds around here. Knockem's gone now.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to figure that morning thing out. So, we got to pick up the slack here and keep the station going. Because now with Trump and everything, it's more important than ever.
It really is.
We keep these voices out there of independence and freedom.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
We are supported only by listeners and...
Free form.
And, right. So we need people to keep us here.
800-989 will keep us here. 800-989-9368. My name's Clayton P. Pigeon from Audubon, Iowa. Bronwyn's from Council Bluffs in Pottawatomie County.
Good old Pottawatomie County. Represent.
That's right.
Yep.
WFMU.org. Make some pledges, you guys. Just do it for the heck of it. I need your help, and then I'd sure appreciate it if you could come up with a little something. Are we all caught up, Bronwyn?
Oh, no. We have plenty of people to thank.
Oh, listen to that phone. Music to my ears.
Go, phone.
This is going to be a good hour. Nine after six.
It is. Listener Andrew. In New York City says, so many great shows and DJs, best radio station in the world. And that is so true, right?
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate your including me in that equation there.
Mr. Herbert in New York says, you can't spell WFMU without Clay Pigeon.
Oh, and you can't spell herb without Herbert,
That's right.
That's what I'm thinking right now. Thanks, Herbert.
Mr. Jeff in Bolton, Lancashire, UK.
Now that's England, right?
Yeah, it
England's
is.
England's starting to dig England. The pidge, and I'm down with England.
That's right.
We got to Vicky, if you need to hear some English accent, we'll stick her on the mic here.
That'd
England, we're all over you over there. Thanks,
man. Listener Trisha in Denville.
Trish.
Listener Corey in Decatur.
Thanks, Trish.
Decatur, Indiana.
Decatur. And who was that, Corey?
Mr. Corey.
Decatur, Indiana. More than just Mike Pence from Indiana. Cool people like a Corey, right?
Really, real good people.
And John Cougar and David Letterman.
Oh, you know all of them.
Right. Dave Letterman went to Ball State.
He did.
And John Cougar's from Seymour.
When did he change? He changed his name to John Cougar Mellencamp, though, finally,
he
right?
Did
he took his real last name back,
Well,
right?
He came to New York and worked with Tony Visconti, who was Bowie's manager, and Visconti wanted him to be John Cougar and to be a pop star, and John wasn't having it after a while. He says, I just want to be John Mellencamp and be Indiana.
And that's what he
did. It all worked out nicely for him, though. He's a good painter, too.
You got to be who you are.
You got to be who you are, Bronwyn.
That's what we do here all the time. That's what you do every week.
We try to do it every week at 10 minutes after 6, 50 minutes, actually 49 minutes and 10 seconds to go.
How many of these do you want me to read before I stop?
We can stop.
Okay, but there's a lot of them. We want to get through them and thank everybody on the air today.
Well, we're hoping that they keep coming in because some of those were made in advance, I think.
Yeah, but a bunch of them are not. A bunch of them are coming in right now.
Read them as long as you feel like, you've got a few to stretch out for the quiet moments that occur.
There's no quiet moments on this show.
There's always one lull, but I think it's going to be good today. Hi, Clay and all. I'm half listening, says Herb in New York City. Oh, you're the Herb Herb.
He's the Herb Herb, yeah.
Right.
He's our Herb Herb.
Jeff McQueen, Common, Carmichael, Gizaret, all our friends, TDK60 on the ACU. I love the ACU and my ACU veterans. You guys make a pledge if you can. I see you there
some
every
of them
week.
Some already have. have. Listener Kurt, our own Kurt Got Chalk.
Oh,
I could say his last name because he's a DJ.
I call him Chalky and he likes it, but it never caught on.
Never caught on, Chalky?
You know, Chalky and I have a bond that goes way back. I love that guy.
I love him.
And he loves me.
Oh, you guys, that's very sweet.
I wish I could hug him. I wish I could smell him right now.
I wish he was here right now.
He's got a sweet smell to him, Chalky.
Does he? I don't think I've ever... Does he smell like chalk?
Kind of like chalk dust.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah. Did you ever do that with your teacher, like write something backward on their chair in chalk, like butt or
something? No.
And then they sat
down. They sat on it. It got on their... you were naughty.
It says butt. It's funny.
You were naughty.
Elementary, my dear Bronwyn.
I didn't do that.
Oh, it's 12 minutes after 6. Get those pledges in here if you can.
Listener Scott from Staten Island.
Scott from Staten
says,
Island.
All the redheads support you, Clay Pigeon.
I'm coming out to Staten Island in April, Scott, to see Dennis DeYoung singing out there from A Night of the Music of Styx. I'm taking my wife to it. It's a big surprise. She's probably finding out about it right now.
I was just going to say, how big of a surprise is it if you're announcing it on the radio?
Volunteers, can I hear you in there?
Woo!
Can
you go?
Can we do a stomp? Let's kick this mother into high gear, baby.
Clay, we got a team name now.
Okay.
Listener Boss in Utrecht in the Netherlands says, Clay, Bronwyn, two of the best freeformers united. So now we're freeformers united. That's our football club.
It's like a football club. Yeah.
Yeah, that's us. Thank you.
Boz is one of the best to FMU. He's always there for us. Thank you, Boz.
Listener Tommy Lee in New Jersey.
That's from a Motley Crue. Tommy Lee, the drummer.
He's pledging to you,
it's
man.
Not him, but thanks, Tommy Lee, man.
We don't know. It could be him.
It could be.
Listener Corey in Decatur pledging again says, off Trump.
Did Corey double down?
I think he doubled down, and he's got different comments, so I know it's an intentional double down.
Thanks, Corey. Keep those comments coming, Corey.
Mm-hmm. And pledges.
Right. 800-989-9368 or WFMU.org. It's just that simple. Send a pledge, not just for the Dusty Show. I'm always around here, but for the station, man.
That's right.
Keep this thing going. So, Bronwyn, are we all up to date?
No.
Nope. There's Ken, station manager Ken.
Yay!
Friedman. Hopefully that's a good sign.
I hope so.
He's on the adding machine. He's facing reality in there while we're all having fun. He's facing hard realities.
That's his job, Clay. He does that every day.
He's the decider.
He is the decider.
He is. Okay.
All right, so I'm going to go fast now.
Let's go. You go.
Okay.
Just don't run out of them, Bronwyn.
No, we're not going to break my heart.
No,
we're not going to run out. Listener Charles in Sussex, New Jersey, thank you for your pledge.
You know I love a Jersey pledge. I wonder sometimes if Jersey has wrapped its arms around me because I need... Now, I'm not from Jersey, but I'm a learner, and I want to learn, and I love it here. The first couple of years I've lived over in Manhattan, I didn't quite understand it, but the more I come over to FMU and dabble around in Jersey, man, it's got a great flavor of its own, doesn't it?
Well, if you call that a flavor.
I love Jersey.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I love WFMU.
I love Tom's River there and Spring Lake, home of Jack Nicholson. I'm finding out all this stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, Tom Cruise is from Wayne, New Jersey.
I knew that he was from New Jersey.
Did you?
Yep.
Yeah,
I never knew.
What's going on, Bronwyn? I'm loving you so far.
Well, this is wonderful. Listener Don in Montclair, this is fun to just keep reading these.
Don,
I love this.
Don in Montclair. Thank you. Don Amici.
Ooh, here's another one. Listener Donna in Los Angeles, she says, hugs and kisses and wet dog noses.
Ooh, man. Ooh. Wow. sing it with me, Bronwyn.
Okay.
Oh, Donna. Donna.
I don't know how it goes.
That was a guy key, wasn't it? I gave you a guy key.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, a guy key.
I know a girl. Donna is her name.
Something.
Thanks, Donna.
Listener Graham in Brooklyn, thanks for everything. If things look bleak and you all feel tempted to start borrowing money, contact me.
I saw that from Graham.
I'm the kind of guy who might be able to make a tiny personal interest-free loan.
I didn't know what to make of that, but...
Yeah, I think we... Well, give me his number.
I know. It sounds pretty nice. Thank you, Graham.
Listener Bobby and Elizabeth, thank you.
Bobby and a Liz, Bobby and a Sissy.
Listener Greg Thank and you. Orange.
Well, they got to go slow because I want to give them love. Bobby and Elizabeth?
Yes.
Right. Thank you, Bobby and Elizabeth. And Greg
and Orange.
I know how it is when I make a pledge. I want them to linger over my name a little bit and talk a little about it.
But what if we linger over everybody and then we get to the end of the show and there's people you haven't even got to
but
yet?
But if all we do is announce pledges, Bronwyn, we're doing fantastic.
Well, that's true. I agree.
Dance, baby. Come on, clap your hands if they want to cheese. Woo! Hey, let me hear you, volunteers. Hey, it's marathon, baby. It's marathon 2017. I can't wait until the hoof and mouth. I got a good one lined up this year.
Oh, you do? And what are you going to sing?
I'm going to play guitar for the first time. I'm going to rip a lead,
really?
Man, on some Lou Reed.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, there's Fabio.
Fabio. Hi, Fabio. What's up?
He always looks good, doesn't he?
I know. He's a stylish man.
Is
Fabio,
he checking my total in there? Is
that what no, because we don't have it yet.
We're really competitive, Fabio.
Yeah,
and
we're
I.
pretty competitive.
What's going on, Bron? Are y'all caught up?
Almost. Let me look at the thing. Okay, you are pretty close to your goal here.
No.
Yes,
if
you are.
If we do, we're up
should
in
we make
that
it,
sucker.
Should we make a bigger goal?
Yeah, we got to keep this power train rolling, baby.
Okay.
Let's see. Now, I could
thanks,
be.
Thanks to Richard in Metuchen. Did we say him yet? No.
Yeah, somebody talked about Metuchen.
Yeah, there's some other Metuchens.
Bob and Bryce. Metuchen's all
there's
over
There's lots
FMU.
Of people in Metuchen who want to support WFMU.
And why wouldn't they? We love Metuchen.
We do.
Metuchen, love it, squeezing.
Listener Vince in Glen Cove.
Invincible.
From listener V. Priceless, music to Dust By will always be the stuff of legend. Thanks
he's
for keeping it real, Clay.
He's one of my biggest supporters, Bronwyn.
That's wonderful.
Vince, thank you, Vince, man. That
thank
means
you,
a lot to me. I'm patting my chest. I'm patting my heart. Listen, I'm patting my heart,
listen
Vince.
Listen that heart go.
Oh, man. That old poor heart's been
poor
through
heart.
A lot.
Listener Benjamin in Seattle, my message of peace and love is I need my wake and bake with Clay in the morning.
Thanks, Benjamin. Thanks for sending a few Benjamins my way. What is the Benjamin money? What's got Ben Franklin?
$100.
$100?
Yeah.
You know, listen
what?
To you.
Why wouldn't I know
oh,
that?
Oh, that's $100.
Why wouldn't I know
is
that?
Is there a
though?
Higher bill than $100 these days? Do they still
know.
Have a $1,000 bill?
Not in circulation.
Yeah, they have
it. They have it, but it's not in circulation. There's some weird... paper money that only the Federal Reserve Bank uses.
Yeah, and I got a Garfield dollar here.
Garfield dollar?
Yeah,
that's exciting.
From the Subway.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
the Subway will give you Garfield dollars?
I'm not hearing the phone, Bronwyn.
Mr. Garfield's been shot down. Mr. Garfield's been shot down. 1-800-989-9368 is the number to call. Listener Sebastian in Berlin. I love him.
Really? Sehr gut, Sebastian.
Yeah, he's a wonderful... He's the guy who does Sportsy Finger on the Twitter. We sent him one of our Sportsy Talk foam fingers.
And they got the number of the best...
He takes pictures of the Sportsy Finger pointing at things. And
the
he posts
best football team in the world in Germany.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, don't we have their coach on our U.S. soccer team?
Not
Germany's?
Anymore.
No.
No, he's gone. They
who
fired
do we
him.
Have now? Mia Hamm or somebody?
No.
Hey, we're talking sports, Bob. You want to get
hey,
in on
Fabio,
this?
Hey, Fabio, you want to get in on the sportsy talk?
What sports?
Bocce ball.
Bocce, there you go. He says, Sebastian says, love you guys. You keep so many, including myself, going day for day. So thank you for that. Thank you, Sebastian.
Thank you, Sebastian Bach. You remember him from Skid Row? I bet they probably don't know him over there. They probably know that other Sebastian Bach.
Listener Bob.
Bob.
Seattle.
Oh, I know that guy.
Thank you for your generous pledge.
Fur apples, we call him.
Fur apples?
Yeah, Bob Fur apples.
That's so stupid.
Neil and Bob, the morning tea. I made you laugh.
That's awful.
You got a nice laugh.
Listener Robert in Brooklyn says, thanks for all that you do to improve our world. WFMU is a light in the darkness.
Thank you, Robert, for your pledge, man. Thanks for, you know, loosening up the purse strings and giving, baby. Mm-hmm. That's not easy to do in this day and age. 20 after 6, just 40 thin minutes to go before Hardy. We got some money to raise here. Is anybody else calling? Give them the number,
yeah.
Bronwyn.
1-800-989-9368. We've got Lister Jake taking a call right now, but we've got listener Steve and listener Scott who are waiting to take your calls. So.
Jake LaMotta. Remember that scene where he's punching the wall?
Oh,
so
yeah.
stupid.
So stupid.
Exactly. Well, I like watching you like reenact things in there. You know, you're dancing, you're singing,
I'm feeling it.
You're doing cinema.
I've gotten much more physical as a DJ. I was telling my wife I'm not a cerebral DJ, I'm a physical DJ.
You are physical. Here comes a phone pledge. Listener Dan in Lake Hiawatha, New Jersey says, don't ever change.
I've had this t-shirt on for 3 days since the morning show. Pretty ripe in here. I'm never changing. There's Scotty on the phone. Volunteer Scott.
Yay.
Scott, let me hear you say, hot damn, Clay! There you go, Scotty!
Hey, listener Ed in Graham, Washington.
Mr. Ed braying in with a pledge. Where is he from?
He is from Graham, Washington.
Graham, Washington,
You got listeners up in Washington.
Onion country there by Walla Walla.
That's interesting. Yeah, the Walla Walla sweets.
I love onion.
Those are delicious, right?
Yeah, and Olympia, the home of Courtney Love.
Yes.
Okay. I keep waiting for you to catch up.
Well, I'll keep going. Listener Dale in Daytona Beach,
Should we string
Beach,
him out,
Florida?
Though, or are we going to get done and then have nothing for the rest of the show?
No.
Wait. What? Was that Dale in Florida?
Yes.
Dale's thinking he's going to pass me right by. Dale moved down to Florida with his mission. Now he's loving life down there.
Yeah.
I don't know if he retired. He sends pictures. Dale, man, you've been with me for the long haul, baby. I love you, Dale. Let me dance for you. Dancing for Dale.
Dancing for Dale.
Yeah, baby.
Beautiful. That was a beautiful dance. I hope he appreciates that. Listener Hannah in New York City sending you three little heart emoticons and a nice pledge to keep WFMU on the air for another year.
I bet you now, I'm just guessing, but I bet that's Hannah, our morning newswoman, who sends us the
I reckon it is.
Wake and Bake News, and she's doing such a great job.
It is.
Thank you, Hannah, for the pledge. You're so nice, Hannah. I got a Hannah to you.
Last name? Okay, we got a person who didn't even give us a last name, which is a little...
It's like Cher or something.
Yeah,
Who else is people like that with just one name? Fabio.
Yeah.
Cher.
Bronwyn.
Who is it? Who is this one-named individual?
Larry
from Lackawack?
Yes.
Is it from Lackawack?
No, Napanock, it looks
from
like.
From Napanock.
It says, it's strange not hearing you take calls on the air. But we are taking your calls. We're taking your calls at 1-800-989-9368.
That sounds so Native American. Napanock, is it?
Yeah, well, I suppose.
Napanock. Yeah.
Well, it's like, you know, Weehawken and all those. Manhattan, all those names.
Iowa.
Iowa, yes, it means beautiful land.
Right.
Iowa, beautiful land.
Those are from Iowa.
Iowa, that state in the land.
Joy on every hand, we're from Iowa.
Iowa, that's where the tall corn grows.
And Judy Ernst castrates
pigs. That's right.
That's Joni, I think.
Joni Ernst,
Joni Ernst. From Red Oak? Is that where she's from?
Yeah, I believe she is.
Oh,
yeah, she got elected a senator because she castrated pigs in her ads. It was fantastic. That's the kind of folks we send to Congress. I don't know about y'all over here. Listener Ike in New York says, love you, FMU. Thank you.
But I can't say he loves me. I've tried to win him over for years. He's pledging if this is the Ike.
I believe. I don't know. There might be more than one Ike.
Ike, man. Ike. Thank you. I wonder if his name's Dwight. You suppose it is?
No.
Like
why?
Dwight Eisenhower was Ike.
Ike Eisenhower?
Ike is short for Dwight.
It is?
Yeah.
Isn't it short for something else?
Isaac, maybe? I don't know.
I was thinking maybe.
I don't know. 800-989-9368. The inklings of meandering are starting to set in as our brain cortexes and synapses start to singe from just pure overpowering pledging power. WFMU.org. That's why we've got the music.
Oh. Still going.
Yeah, that was
1-800-989-9368. We've got
Napanock.
Volunteer Steve here taking calls from Napanock and everywhere else.
Yeah, Napanock is up route 209, baby, says Dale.
Okay, Dale knows.
Madonna's one of those one name singers. Hammurabi. I'll sing your name and clap and dance for you. Yeah, we're getting. I get hung up on the AccuPlaylist. Ken says don't watch too much because it represents a small slice of the audience. But you got to give these people attention.
Well, sure, because they're giving you attention.
They're diehards.
They're really interacting with us, and that's another thing that's great about WFMU is that we interact so much with our listeners. Come in and they're volunteers during the marathon.
We haven't given anything away.
We haven't. Would you like to give something away?
Yeah, do a prize. And while you're looking that up, I'm going to remind them that I've got CC9 just about ready to go. If you're a longtime Dusty listener, you know about the CC series. We're up to CC9. It's full of 30 songs that you've heard on the Dusty Show, plus a bonus CD of all the little mini musicals and improvisations and stream of consciousnesses and little songs, political songs that I've written over the last year. This is going to be a great one, CC9. And you know what? I don't know how this is going to go over, but it's all instrumental. It's the most intellectual musical music CC ever. Fabio's
fancy.
Probably going to be jealous of this. He's not going to believe.
I think he's just jealous of you all the time, no matter what you do.
I play a little sample of it later. But actually, I'm surprised. We're halfway in, and I haven't even played a segment.
I still got a bunch of stuff to thank. And also, we have a winner, but I don't know what that person won.
Go just prize number one. Give
Laura Cantrell.
Laura Cantrell.
At the BBC. She was a WFMU DJ for a long time. She's a singer.
I met her, and now she's on the BBC.
Yep.
And she's doing good. She's proud of her, and that's a great prize. Congratulations. Who won that, Bronwyn?
That was listener Ike in Brooklyn.
Listener Ike. Thank you, guys. Let's hear it for listener Ike.
And we have to thank also, and she will be in the running for the next prize up.
Okay.
We're going to thank listener Becky.
Becky.
In Chester, New York. And she says, I like when you and Bronwyn sing together.
Yeah, that's it. We're pretty good, Bronwyn.
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you, Becky. I don't know any Becky songs, though. Do you? I can't think of one.
Rebecca.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe
Let's
she
Let's make
knows
one
what...
up. Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm.
Rebecca of Chester, New York. Rebecca, we love you, Rebecca. We thank you for your pledge.
That is a pretty, that's like a Methodist church voice.
It was.
Were you a Methodist?
Presbyterian.
Me too.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
See, we're both from Iowa, we're both Presbyterian.
We probably have the same synod or whatever.
We probably have the same genes.
Missouri Valley Synod.
Yes, Missouri Valley Synod.
Oh, man, we're such Calvinists.
I know.
Taking our food off alone because it's shameful to eat in front of others.
That's true.
Disgusting.
Oh, it is. Everything is disgusting.
I can't stand crunching sounds.
Oh, right.
Unless they're my own, and I'll record those and listen later.
It's like squishing sounds. Squishing sounds.
And the word moist. Do you have
moist words? Is gross.
Moist.
Moist.
Oh, God. Bridget even cringed. Bridget, what's a word you can't stand?
She can't think of one besides moist.
Wait, she's coming in. She's coming in. She's coming in.
I hate tummy.
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 Oh. I know what you mean. That's a good one.
Yeah. Definitely disgusting.
Yep. We got a half hour to go, you guys. I don't know where we're at, but it feels pretty good so far.
I think we're going to have to up your pledge, actually.
Okay, but do it.
Your goal. Well, I got to do all these other things.
I know, Bron.
You're working out
here. Hey, should I play a little segment?
Why don't you do that?
Give them a taste of the show.
Yeah, so they know what they're pledging for. Yeah.
I did 5 of these segments. We'd be lucky to play 2. Anyway, this is a little taste of the Dusty Show over the past year. You know, it got real political, and I thought about, you know, I might pay the price for that a little bit at marathon time, because there was a lot of people who were like, Clay, please, with the politics.
Really?
But I kind of stuck with it out there, and, you know, it was important. So let's just check in. This will probably be right after marathon, this review of maybe April and May of this past season. We'll be right back with you. 800-989-9368 or pledge online at WFMU.org. Let's hear you volunteer. You know, so much has happened since the last marathon. We've been through a lot together on the Dusty Show.
Yeah.
I was thinking back to last April when Bernie Sanders came to town.
Keep on coming, guys. The line goes around the corner this way.
Are you excited? Are you feeling the burn today?
I am feeling the burn. I've gone to this rally, and I've also been to the one in the Bronx. And so far, the energy has been incredible.
Are you guys ready for a political revolution?
Oh, man. We lost Bowie to start the year. Then in April, Prince dies. It was terrible. We did have the story, though, called The Silvered Gauntlet, but it was poorly received.
Oh, yes, they all love the pony. When it suits them. But when he needs hay, they shy away. They say we'll come back and ride him some bright sunny day. When I'm shoveling out his filthy stall, there's no one to help me at all.
In the warmer May weather, we headed to Union Square Park together, where we met a homeless woman and her pet hamster.
What's your favorite animal?
Hamsters.
Hamsters?
Yeah.
Do you have hamsters?
Yeah. One's named Survivor because he fell on the floor. He was attacked by my other hamster. He survived it. And I said, I'm going to name you Survivor.
USA! By June, the election was already heating up.
What about Trump? Are you with him all the way, or has he said certain things that you wish he hadn't said?
No, I'm with him all the way.
The wall? We need a wall?
Yeah, I need a wall.
You think he'll really build it?
I think he better.
Do you watch mostly Fox?
I used to. I really don't watch anything anymore. I like Alex Jones, InfoWars.
Oh, he's really contentious.
I like the Drudge Report. I like Breitbart.
In your mind, when you imagine Trump winning, what happens?
I think of Nazi Germany.
June also saw the tragic mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando.
2 days after the massacre, I went to have a cup of coffee at the LGBT Center on 13th Street. It was being guarded by policemen with guns. You know, it's a direct 50-50 split of thinking, well, thank God we're being protected from anything else happening, and also, what an unbelievably sad sight.
How sad that you need to be protected.
Yeah.
As it is, after all these shootings, gun control was a hot topic for a moment, as it was with this Australian couple at Grand Central Station.
We're very sad to hear of the catastrophe that happened
in Orlando.
Absolutely, and that was because some guy got his hand on a gun. That we actually had a time to hand all our weapons in, and nothing would be said. That, there's been a few of those, just to really make sure. And then, basically, if you get caught with a weapon, it's big-time crime.
So that's a little bit of what we do here at the Dusty Show. At least it was last year. Lots of politics. Mm-hmm. Bronwyn, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. And I, you know, one thing I really like about the Dusty Show and also your morning show, Wake and Bake, when you do that show, is the way you go out and talk to people and kind of bring those people's ideas and thoughts into the station and share them with everybody.
Thanks, Bronwyn. I really enjoy that. You know, I can't seem to stop doing it. I love to get out there. I think it's Ken's taking a picture of me. Let me take my glasses off and purse my lips up like Brett Michaels.
That's a terrifying look for you.
I guess it's a movie. Yeah.
That was really horrifying because I took a video of that, which made it really weird.
Are you posting that?
Good.
Well, anyway, I hope that the politics may have stopped the pledging dead in its tracks.
Well, I don't know. I think it's just because we're not still thanking people and telling people we're going to give them things. And you're going to give everybody, you have your CC premium, right?
Wait, Ken, what do? You want me to do something?
No!
I have to perform when that camera's on.
I can't
just sit here with my glasses on looking old.
I'll distract him, and then you sneak up on him and take a picture. Okay.
Yeah. When you film, though, Ken, do it from above so I can look up and it stretches my neck wobble out.
Yeah, he doesn't.
You know about that at our age? Well, you got a beard down there hiding some of those sins.
Exactly.
Ken feels my pain. We're right in that same age, Fabio, there.
Everybody here is old.
Do we have anybody to thank? We need to keep those pledges to...
We have a lot of people to thank, and we want more. We'd like people to call our volunteers who are waiting for your pledges
at
800-989-9368. That's 1-800-989-9368. And you know what that spells? 1-800-KEN-WFMU.
It does.
K-E-N-W-F-M-U. Yes, it does. Listener Brian in Lafayette, California, pledging online at WFMU.org, and he says, please don't go to the radio graveyard. More than ever, we need WFMU's insane humanity to stay sane in this dystopia.
That was Brian.
Yeah, and that's a political sounding kind of
now
pledge.
Now I'm afraid a little. Paul, I hope not. I just wanted to kind of recap the year.
Mm-hmm. And it was a political year. So you covered that. You went out, you talked to people, you got people's different points of view, you got people who were Trump supporters.
I got addicted to it.
Yeah, and I hear you talk to people, and you're always so respectful of everybody, and you're always very encouraging, and you let them say what they want to say. You don't try to give them leading questions.
I'm a moderate, Bronwyn. I'm a moderate. That's what we need more of. That's what's missing these days.
Moderates
that can get along and get things done, and we're not be so polarized by the media and fighting each other while the rich people are getting away with everything. And nothing against rich people, because there's a lot of philanthropical rich people.
And they should be giving all their money to WFMU right now.
Right.
That's what they should do.
800-989-9368 or pledge online at WFMU.org. Please pledge now, 24 minutes in front of 7. Clay Pigeon with you on The Dusty Show with Shaz. Baby, clap along. Let's go. Let's get it. Baby.
Let me thank some people.
Okay, do it, Bronwyn.
Listener Kevin in Urbana, Illinois says, I would be glad. Oh, he's talking about his pleasure thing. He says, I love you all so much. Oh my God. OMG. Big all caps. Also, I would like to adopt the Cold War Russia poster.
Is that Kevin?
That's Kevin, yeah.
Hey, and you know what? Speaking of adoption, I think
I was just going to say, go ahead. Yeah.
Go ahead, Bronwyn, because
you
know more about it.
There's
I think I'm still up for. I thought somebody had adopted me, but no one has adopted me, I don't think, this year. And I think I've always been adopted. It's just one of the things about Marathon that worries me the most, that no one will adopt me.
Oh.
So sincerely, it feels kind of orphan-y.
Sad.
I hope someone will adopt me from the Adopt a DJ page.
Yep. If you go on WFMU.org and you scroll down to where it says, you know, it explains the Adopt a DJ page, and then it gives you a link to it on Flickr, and you can look at pictures of all the DJs and pick out one to be your very own. I got adopted last year. And when I got adopted, I had to start every show by saying that I was the Listener Ralphine Sportsy Talk co-host
that's so
of 2016.
Nice of you.
So, you know, like you get a shout out like almost every week. If you adopt somebody, they'll give you shout outs and be your special little friend for money.
I would be a servant to my adopter.
You would?
Yes.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, so go on the adoption page and look for
Now it seems to me like it's quieted down, or am I just imagining
that?
You know
what? Let's do some thanks. We got some time now.
Okay.
Douglas, listener Douglas in Dallas.
Dallas, Texas? Dallas, are you kidding me?
No, he's down there.
That's what do they call it? Where Kennedy? What do they call that? The
grassy knoll.
The grassy. That person's just texted from the grassy knoll. I hope that's where their pledge came from.
That's a shocking thought. And listener Peter in Maynard, Massachusetts is
Maynard,
Massachusetts.
I love Massachusetts. I went to Nathaniel Hawthorne's house in
really?
Salem.
Does it really have Seven Gables?
Seven Gables. Yeah.
Ooh.
You ever read any Nate Hawthorne?
Yeah.
Some good
of
stuff.
Of course. I grew up in Iowa, man. We had to read that in school. You know that.
Yeah, it got gothic proto-horror
or something. Yeah, we had to read all that stuff. Oh, do you know about the Villisca Axe murders?
Yes, but they never, you know,
they
that
never
was,
caught the
that
guy.
That was supposed to be a Clint Eastwood movie, but I don't think they
really?
Ever made it.
No,
yeah.
No, they
called
did.
Called Villisca.
Yeah. My grandpa was one of the witnesses.
Really?
Yeah, they called in that case.
My neighbor in Audubon, his grandpa was one of the people who was in on the Bonnie and Clyde.
Wow.
When they shot him at the end.
Wow.
Yeah.
Listener Melinda in Portland, Maine.
Really, Melinda.
Thanks,
Melinda. In Port, I've never been to Maine, but I'd love
to
get
up
there.
Oh, you would love it. It's beautiful.
I want to go to Bangor and just, you know, hang around Stephen King's house and kind of stalk him and hope he comes out, or Owen or Tabitha, at least. One of them kings I need to meet. I've read everything of his.
Yeah, he's a good writer.
I love him.
I love the idea that he started writing because he was just broke and he just sat down in his trailer home. And
his wife fished Carrie out of the trash.
Yeah.
And
And he was so blown out on drugs and alcohol, he said he doesn't remember writing Cujo at all.
Isn't that crazy?
At all. I love that. I mean, I'm glad he's okay now.
Yeah, right.
You know what's a good one of his?
What?
Duma Key.
I haven't read that.
A sleeper late one that's really good.
No, I don't know
that one.
It's
the one he wrote down in Florida after he got hit by a van and he went down there to recover.
Does he only write when he has, like, terrible things happening to him?
I don't know.
That's kind of crazy.
But it's really good. Duma Key. Highly. Oprah has a book club. I need a dusty
book club. You got to get a dusty book club.
I'm all over these Carl Ove Nausgaard books. The guy from Norway.
I love Scandinavian.
We're doing
writers.
Good with the banner, but I don't know if we're generating any pledges.
Let's do 1-800-989-9368, 1-800-989-9368, or pledge online. And let's thank some people.
Okay.
Listener John in San Luis Obispo, California, pledging as part of a larger pledge, I believe. Listener Christina in Brooklyn.
John, thank you, John.
She says, love you all, says listener Christina.
Christina. Wasn't that under that Stephen King? Christine.
No, it was Christine. That
Remember
was Christine.
That one?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Christina.
Listener Mark in Maplewood.
The Mark of Excellence in Maplewood. Thank you, Mark, my man. Mark, 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 my word.
We got these big burly phone answering volunteers right here waiting to take your call. 1-800-989-9368.
Is anybody getting my marathon premium?
Oh, lots of people are getting.
CC9 is good, baby.
Millions of people are getting your marathon premium.
I think they're going to be shocked when they hear it, that they actually want to listen to it.
Yeah, well, this is...
That's the most shocking thing about it, is it's listenable this year.
We should tell people, now, I can't really run through all the prizes and all the premiums and all the pledge levels and things, because it just goes on and on and on, but you get something for almost anything. But for $75 or more, you do get your DJ premium.
And they got to have it. You got to have it. You know, people keep saying a gingham dress, they talk about. Ken plays it. Is gingham dress on the new premium? It's not. But you got to get these CC series because it's got all those little songs on it. Gingham dress was on CC7. We're up to CC9 now.
Nine.
Yeah, yeah. I'm real proud of these things, Bronwyn.
They're beautiful. Yeah, I mean, you should be proud of them. You
Thanks,
do them yourself.
Bronwyn.
They're really nice.
And yours is nice, too.
Mine's condoms, dude.
Is it? Is it really?
Yes, we're giving away Sportsy Talk condoms.
Tell me about those.
Well, it's not my show, so I'd rather not. But yeah, we're doing Sportsy Talk condoms this year.
I'm not going anywhere near that.
I think not. Listener Michael in Topeka, Kansas is pledging. He says it's a one-time pledge on top of a much larger pledge that he made. So thank
you. From Topeka, Kansas, home of Governor Brownback, home of our Rock Chalk, Jayhawk, and Leavenworth Prison, Sunflowers, and Olathe, Kansas. In Cold Blood, Truman Capote.
That's right.
Oh, Jesus, I love Kansas. Just flatter than a pancake.
Oh, and it takes forever to drive across. You think you're never going to get to the end of
it.
But
we love it, right?
Of course we do.
Right, right.
Of course
Kansas,
we do.
Kansas, Kansas,
Kansas, Kansas, Kansas, Kansas, Kansas, Kansas,
just in the wind. All right.
Joe in Cleveland, Ohio.
Joe in Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland rocks, baby. Home of the Raspberries. Now, right over
there. Home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame,
isn't
it?
Right, right over there in Youngstown. That's the Michael Stanley Band. And Phil Keggy's Glass Harp. Such a rich musical heritage there.
Really?
There's Vicky. Say something English.
Vicky, come
talk
on,
English.
Say
talk English. Talk English to
talk
us,
English.
Vicky.
Talk English to us.
And really pour it on. Like Ure Henry kind of English, you know?
What would you suggest is English?
I say I got a problem here, Vicky.
You swore.
I need some pledges. I need some pledges right now.
I think you're doing it much better than I am.
Am I?
Yes.
I want to...
I'm putting my superior voice on, by the way.
Do you love Liam Gallagher as much as I do?
No.
You don't? Come on, man. Look at Pete. He stood up. He's like, I love him. Say, talk British. Just tell him to pledge with a British accent. It's going to work.
Give the phone number.
It's going to work.
Okay,
and really pour it on.
1-800-989-9368. Pledge for our lovely station.
Oh, that
That's
British.
Beautiful.
Isn't that? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Do you sing, Vicky?
Sorry?
Do you sing?
Yeah.
Can you sing something? Peter and Gordon
I'll sing
or one
it
of
with
the,
you.
You. Yeah. Please lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide.
I don't know that word.
With my loneliness, I don't care what they say. I won't stay in a world without love. Next year, Bron, when we're doing a duo at the Hoop. Thanks, Vicky, for the British. And Pete's back there.
Yep.
He could probably do a Welsh or some kind of accent, like Tom Jones. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Welsh. I'm half Welsh.
My Delilah.
You can't imitate that Tom Jones.
No, I know. He's amazing.
Yeah. Listeners, so what's going on? Are we done? Is it seven?
No, we're not done. Listener Steve in Seattle, Washington, we want to thank him. You got all these Washington guys. This is really good.
Hey, Vicky, now they're saying I swore really badly. Is that a big deal
in
England?
Naughty. That's a naughty word.
You said the B word.
The bloody is, it's just bloody.
You just said it again. You're not even hitting your own dump button.
It's just bloody. That's not a dump in America. Bloody, 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 bloody. You're in America now, baby. Free. Free for at least another couple
of
weeks.
Couple months, yeah. Maybe, yeah. Listener Chia? Sorry Chia. If I'm rash.
It's Chia. Chia has a hair
Chia?
Salon on the Lower East Side. That's where I get my tresses done.
Oh, nice.
Right.
Mr. Chia, I love Clay Pigeon Show.
Orchard Salon. Chia and her husband, Julian, from France, are fantastic people. Thanks for the pledge, Chia. I love you.
And they're supporting WFMU. We thank you.
Right.
Listener Alan in Seattle.
Alan.
Says, corporate radio still sucks.
And he's just hanging off that space needle up there.
He is.
On top of the... that's a goal in the bucket list. I've never been to the space.
Oh, really? Oh, you got to go.
Have you been?
Yeah, sure.
You have? Hold on. Riff.
Okay. What do I want to say? 1-800-989-9368. Every time I start to say a phone number, I start to give the Sportsy Talk call-in number.
I know,
and that's
it's a
not
habit.
The correct number. We have a way of pledging, and I do this because I bounced a check on the station
right,
once. I made a pledge, and I wrote my check, and I'm a poor, so I couldn't cover it, and it bounced. And I was really embarrassed. And so what I do now is I do this thing. It's a monthly pledge, and they call it swag for life, which I don't understand.
You told
but it just
me
mean, it just means you get all kinds of swag if you pledge this. But I never get any because I forget. But you can get it. You can follow up and get your swag. But what happens is that you set up a credit card with them, and you don't do that over the phone. We don't take credit cards over the phone, but they'll set up a credit card with you, and it just automatically comes out every month. It comes out like, you know, $10 a month.
Right,
That's painless, really.
Oh, man.
$10 a month, and it's on your credit card, and it's just automatic, and you don't have to think about it. You don't have to worry about it. You just know that every month you're doing something to support WFMU. And it can be more than $10. I mean, I do $10 because I'm broke all the time.
Do we have one of those $5,000 ones yet?
I haven't seen one yet. Should I look through again?
I
and
want
see?
That because that's like
you
a...
Want a five, oh, yeah, the $5,000
one. You could buy like a 2000 Jeep Cherokee with $5,000.
That's right, you could. But wouldn't it be better to give that money to WFMU?
I'm not sure.
Instead? Or you could donate your $2,000 Jeep
yes,
Cherokee.
Yes, we take cars.
We take cars. Yeah,
we do. You're good, Bronwyn.
Thank you.
I was a little worried coming in because we don't know each other that well.
Well, we're both from the same place and, you know, the Missouri Synod and everything. We're going to hit it off.
Oh,
you know
Jesus.
We are.
Look who's in, Matt Warwick.
Oh,
he's spying on me again.
He's trying to rip.
It's gotten so competitive between Glenn, Matt, and I. We're just,
I know. On that morning show, you guys are really at each other's throats.
I was at White Castle in Mahwah last night.
There he was.
Yeah.
It's making me nervous that he's behind me here. I don't know what's going to happen.
Is your trumpet here, man? Is your trumpet here? Oh, man. That sounded good the other morning. So were we dead in the water?
No. Listener Brian just pledged, and he says he's looking forward to more of those original tunes on CC9. It's like a cross between the Shags and Captain Beefheart.
Thanks.
Thank you, I guess.
Yeah, that's...
Thanks. That's a good thing, right?
Do we have more pledgers to thank, or I'll play a little of that?
Why don't you play a little more, and people can call in while you're playing that at 1-800-989-9368. We do have more people to thank.
Okay,
let's,
well, thank
let's
them.
Pledge something.
I might not play all of this, but just a little dab. This would be...
Is this on your premium CD?
I still haven't filtered it down whether any of this will make the cut or not. I've got, like, hours of this stuff this year. I was kind of obsessed with it. Every night I was in there just to weed up and then see what happens, you know. Pete liked that. He's traveling. He's like, have you got any? Not so easy to get now. It's bloody hard to get into Pete, I guess.
And drinking that barley pop, don't put no hairs upon his chest. All them pussy hat people out protesting won't even give him a chance. Oh, thank God Brexit's come to Britain and Le Pen's come to France. Dance, liberal, dance. The butterscotch man has filthy, dirty hands.
He never washes them
except for special occasions. The butterscotch man. Deep chocolate. He is down there in the deep chocolate, turning and churning, yearning for deep chocolate release.
In a world where everything is big, we worship the pig, the fascist pig.
One of his antlers lost its fur. Look at the blackness of his turd.
One, two.
I had a slow gin fizz, and then I had to whiz there on the streets of Hereford.
Hillary is down in the polls.
Down in the polls.
Mike Connors and John Hurt, what's so young and alert?
Anyway, I have a lot of that crap, and it's going to be on CC9. That's just the tip of the iceberg. 78 minutes of that crap, Bronwyn, and then I can't wait to
amazing.
Give it to him.
One of his antlers has lost its fur. That's
look at the
that.
Blackness
so
of his turd.
So moving. Here we have another pledge called in on WFMU.org from listener Boss in Utrecht, and he says he's bloody upping.
Yes, he's
bloody upping. If you would like the pledge online at WFMU.org, just in the comments field, put bloody, 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 and we will have to read it on the air. We're contractually obligated.
I know Dutch swear words too, Boz, but I'm not going to say it. I work with some Dutch guys.
Oh.
I could really let it fly.
That's exciting.
But you can't. It's still illegal, even if it's not in your native language, right?
Well, I don't know. Is it? Because, yeah. I mean, well, here's the thing. It's like, isn't English our native language?
I don't want to offend any Dutch listeners. Let's do it, baby.
We love Holland.
We love Holland. We love Holland. We love Holland. We love Holland.
Yay. Ausgeblieft.
Hoffentlich bist du morgen gesund, Holland. Ja. Ich habe Kopfschmerzen und ich gehe in das Krankenhaus. Jeez, I sound like the occupation.
Hey, Lister William and Morris. Town?
Billy.
This is my favorite station, he says. That's beautiful. And he's going to keep his favorite station on the air, and he's going to get your CC9.
Oh, man, you got to get it. You haven't even heard the music, which is listenable this year. That's my
really?
New...
That's unusual. Do you really want it to be listenable?
That's my new angle. Man, listen, that thing's on fire, and you know, you can take an 8x10 piece of typing paper and simulate the sound of fire. CC9 is on fire!
Fire! That's your prize sheet that you're destroying, isn't it?
It is.
Okay.
Shoot.
Listener Tom in Minneapolis.
Tom in Minneapolis.
Keep us on the air.
He's calling straight from Dinky Town, right over that pharmacy in Bob Dylan's old apartment. He just found one of Bob's hairs.
Ew.
Yeah.
Can you get the DNA off it and clone
him? Yeah, he's
going to
clone him, man.
All right, so, now I'm getting confused
Look at
again.
Look at Matt.
Listener David says, play pigeon.
Sportsmanship, baby.
Listener David in New York City. Pledging to Clay Pigeon.
David in New York. David, thank you, man. David, appreciate it, buddy. 5 minutes is all we've got left. I gotta
read a bunch of thank yous in because we got more people to thank and we want to get the thanking done.
Can I call
right?
you Bron?
No.
You don't like that?
No.
What's your nickname? Bronny?
Bronwyn.
Bronwyn. No, no Bronwyn. Shortening. Boy, I hit a
All right.
Nerve.
There, all right. No, there was.
We just blew the whole thing.
When I was in college,
yeah,
I had a nickname.
What was it?
My sweet boyfriend gave me a nickname.
Well, that's between you and your sweet.
Brew. B-R-O-O. B-R-O-O. Little Brew Bear. Brew.
Little Bro. Little Brew
Bear. You know
bear.
What? You are $35 away from your goal.
No way.
$35. Let's get that $35, yeah, that last $35 in these last 5 minutes.
Bronwyn, we've only got 5 minutes left.
We
don't
can
get your hopes
we can
up.
Get 35 don't minutes. Come on. Come on. Come on. $35. 800-989-9368 or WFMU.org right now. Pledge $35 or more. If you pledge $50, you're going to get a tomato sticker,
but
and a reduced radio fare admission, a listening party t-shirt. Okay, if you pledge $75, you'll get all that the and the CC number.
Hey, can
nine.
I just say something?
We got to thank these people.
Hardy White is just 4 minutes away, you guys.
Hardy White. I got to thank Hardy these people. White. You got to thank these people. Alexander in Shrewsbury, New Jersey.
Oh,
thank
Alexander.
You.
Thank you, Alexander.
Listener John in East Rutherford, New
John,
Jersey.
John, we named the men's room after you here.
Exactly. Listener Nayla. Is it Nayla? In
Nayla?
Sheffield.
Nayla.
In the UK. Oh, that's like one of those British names that I don't know how to say. N-A-I-L-A.
Shayla in the UK then. Thank you, Shayla.
Nyla.
She's a Sheila.
This
it's Nyla.
If possible. Oh, yeah. It's a, yeah. Nyla's pledging to you.
Thank
Irene,
you.
Our own
Sheffield.
Our own Irene Trudell, DJ Irene.
Oh, jeez. Irene, thank you.
You.
The sweetest person
she
alive.
Is
thank
really
you.
Delightful.
That's so nice of you, Irene.
Listener Ellen in Clearwater, Florida says, I just love the Dusty Show.
Oh,
Lister Brandon.
We,
and
Ellen,
what?
Ellen thank
that?
You. Is that Ellen Bach? That's, was that her last
no,
name?
No, it was
I feel
not.
Like
it's a different Ellen. It's a different Ellen. You want to name everybody Bach, but that's not their name.
I feel like I've been to Ellen
is,
Bach.
Her name is... Ho, 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 ho.
Ellen, a handbasket. Thank you, Ellen.
Listener Brandon in Roselle Park, New Jersey.
Roselle Park, where's that at? I'll reveal my ignorance.
I have no clue.
Roselle
it's in New Jersey
Park.
Somewhere.
Cherry Hill Park.
Oh, you know all the parks?
Yeah.
Listener Frank in Vienna, Virginia says, WFMU saved my life. I love you, Clay Pigeon, making this pledge in honor of my lifelong friendship with Frank Harding.
Frank, man, hot dog, we love you.
Who introduced me to your station 35 years ago. I think I hear the $35 coming in that's going to put you over the...
I hope so. Thank you,
Frank.
Let's
hit that goal. Let's get $35 more right now. Listener Garrett in Brooklyn, New York says, go, Clay Pigeon.
Garrett, I think I know who that is. Thank you, Garrett. We're going all the way, baby.
Oh, we're $20 away.
Oh, we got
we're
$15.
$20 away.
Who gave us that essential 15?
Shh, we can't say how much he gave us, but we're $20 away.
I just Lister did the Ken, math.
Lister Ken in Hyde Park says, I like this bloody, 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 bloody show. But come on, let's get it. Let's get it together.
Thank
come
you,
on.
Ken. Ken's
and, you know, Wait. Listen, and we got to give away another prize? Let's get that last $20. Listener Lyndon in Lake Hiawatha says, my front door is in the back up the stairs. I also like that show where the guy pretends to read books and the other one where the deep voice guy talks about existential woes.
Thank you so Whatever. Much for your pledge. James
yep.
is here.
Wait, we got to do it. Listener Deborah in St. Petersburg, Clay Pigeon is the best. So glad to be connected again.
Oh, Deborah, you rule. Thank you, Deborah.
Listener Wendy, our own listener Wendy, the
Wendy!
Cheese Lady in Brattleboro, Vermont. Thank you.
Thank
listener
you.
Wendy, I love you and I miss you.
I miss you too, Wendy. We all miss you
we
here.
We all miss you.
We really do. She's such a
she's
great
wonderful.
Person.
Very, very charming and happy. Here comes the pledges. I think we're going to go over. Listener Nancy in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Oh,
says,
Nancy, we did. Did we
with
do it?
Tons of, almost with tons of love. We're still getting one coming in.
Who is that now?
With tons. Okay, this is Listener Nancy in Minneapolis.
Okay,
with
one
tons of
left.
Love. I'm hurrying. With tons of love from Nan and Dan in Minneapolis.
Thank you,
XO,
Nan
XO,
and Dan.
XO, XO.
Thank you, Nan and Dan.
Listener Gerald in Kinnelon, New Jersey.
Thank you, Gerald in Kinnelon. Thanks,
Ronald
Gerald.
Ronald in Blaine, Washington. He doesn't understand what's going on,
Mara
but that's
Ronald,
okay. He's
Mara
pledging
Ronald.
Anyway. Listener Matt Warwick pledged $19, so we're $1 away.
We're $1 away.
He's trolling you.
He did that on purpose. Thank
he
you,
is
Matt.
Trolling you.
Hey,
Lister
I'll take
Bridget.
His 19.
Lister
Thank you, man.
Bridget.
Oh,
our
Bridget.
Own Bridget, our own Bridget.
With 99 cents.
She brought us over. She pledged. Station manager Ken.
Oh, Jesus.
Pledged. Yay.
Oh.
Thank you. We people coming in, and I gotta get the toll before it disappears, and this is very complicated.
So we're done, right?
No, we gotta give away a prize.
Oh, okay.
You know
okay.
That. Wait,
look
and
at Matt. Now,
thing.
Matt, that might be Hardee's. It's Hardee's. Yeah, they're
oh,
ready for
shoot.
Hardee.
Oh
here.
No, but it's got it.
Me Hardee's.
I don't know what's happening. All right.
Thanks a lot. Is it all falling apart at the last second?
Yes, it's all falling apart, and I don't know what your total was, but
that's okay. That's okay.
I'll
but we made
it out.
The goal, right?
Listener Adam.
Ah, Jesus.
I've loved your show for many years, and we've all loved you for many years, and we're gonna keep loving you for many years
well,
more.
Well, Adam's been listening since creation.
Pull one.
That was pretty good, Peter. Made Pete laugh. The British, the British laugh so much more readily.
Oh, we can't give that to Kim.
The bloody Yanks won't laugh. We'll tell them a joke, and they won't bloody laugh. And
well, they're very grim people. If you look at them, they're always pursing their lips to express strong emotion and whatnot. Listener William is
gone
the lucky,
over. We're
lucky
going
winner.
Over.
Listener William wins
William,
something.
Hey,
he wins.
Hey,
he wins.
Hey,
he wins.
Hey,
he wins.
Hey!
All right, we're done. Mr. William, you won the Mike Watt Ring Spiel Tour 95.
We got to get out of here. Thank you, Bronwyn. Thank you,
thank
volunteers.
You, Clay. Thank you, everybody in the phone room.
Thank you to all the people who pledged.
Jake, Steve, and Scott, thank you for answering the phones.
Keep it up. We're going to have a great marathon.
This is a beautiful, beautiful thing. I'm so happy I was here with you. Thank you.
And the
you,
TNP Clay. Is next. I'll be back Monday morning at 6 a.m. for
Woo!
Wake and Bake. Join me then. Until then. Stick around and keep thawing, baby.
I'm so excited. I'm here with Clay. We were just having a love fest, so I wasn't prepared yet because I was greeting him. But oh, I'm so
I
excited.
Said, we're glad you're home, Hardee.
Oh,
we're so
I
glad
feel
you're
home.
Hey, you guys, Hardee's here.
Oh, it's the most important time of the year. Oh, my goodness, it is like a pilgrimage. People come from all over the world here to the center of the known universe, Jersey City and WFMU. It is a whole colorful, like a United Nations. It is like Richard Scarry is a busy, busy world. And people come in all their costumes of all the countries that they're from. People are here in Japanese kimonos. And Vicky's wearing a beefeater suit. And she's carrying I think it's called a halberd. It's a large, sharp instrument for beheading the foes of the queen. But right now, she's using it for good, I think. And I'm here with my good friend, Chris. You over there, Chris? Yeah, come on now. Get it. I know you're excited, and there's so much we can do. We're
going
to change that. We need to change the world. The world is like a tiny baby that has soiled itself. And we're going to change it, and we're going to gently wipe its bottom, first of all, and get it nice and clean. This is not the first time it soiled itself, so it's not that, what's it called, what's your first brew called?
I don't know.
It's not Mercurochrome.
No, that's the...
But if a baby could poo Mercurochrome, we could make a lot of money, I think. People used to put that on wounds.
Yeah.
I know of a baby that could poo Neosporin.
It's a healing baby.
It's a healing baby. It would shoot lightning out of its fingers that would revitalize.
Unbelievable.
But right now I feel like this is a beautiful mission. First of all, I'm a little overwhelmed because I am physically here at the radio station. Not that I'm not live every week, but I'm not. Just because I don't live here. I live in Kentucky, which used to be part of the United States. And now I have come to you. I've driven here. They tried to convince me to come in a hot air balloon as a stunt. Ken said, "We gonna put you up in a hot air balloon, the kind that Richard Branson has. It's going to go up in the stratosphere. And you go up there and you're oxygen deprived and be really funny and your voice sounds different." And I said, "Ken, I can't. I'm going to go ahead and take a car." And I was also oxygen deprived in it. But I'm here now and I'm talking to y'all and we're going to ask you to do something. What? We're going to ask you to change the world. This is no small thing that we are doing. There's a word in freeform radio that's important. What is it, Chris?
Radio. No, freeform.
I'm doing anagrams. Effie? Yeah. F-E-R-O, fro. Form. No, the word is free.
Ah.
Oh, my goodness. Freedom is something we take for granted, don't we? And you know, you don't turn on a lot of things and really hear free expression. If you want to hear free expression in its truest form, if you want to hear human beings crying from the heart, a lot of it sounds like unlistenable music, but believe me, their cries from the heart, it's the way human beings expressing themselves and their experience of being alive, and it's the most important thing in the world to exchange ideas with other human beings, to say what you truly believe, to be able to do it. And a lot of times in our culture, we are prevented from doing that because it doesn't always make money. It doesn't always sell jam. It doesn't always sell cream that you might put on a wound or some wound cream like we were talking about earlier.
But this baby, I'm still hung up on this baby.
The healing baby. It's like a roll-on. You take it, and it's like roll-on deodorant. You just wipe its little bottom on the wound, and you're done. Now, that is funny because people used to use baby urine for things like take a used diaper and rub it on your face. I think that was
my grandpa does that now.
A lot of I don't know who would give you that advice, your frat brothers or something like that. It's good for your skin.
It's the initiation.
But I believe a lot of old folks used to do that. My grandfather put cockroach innards in his ear to help with an earache, but I'll explain that later because I'm going to ask you to do so. I see some of you already calling up. You know the drill. But, you know, I feel like things are different now. This year is different. I feel like it's very...